Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. It's that time of the year where some players are looking for a new club. Shane, we spoke to Shane Savage earlier in the week, who really good career with the Hawks and the Saints, and I think will get picked up as a 29-year-old. This man played 133 games at the highest level. A lot of people forget won a flag in his first year.
Pretty incredible when you look back on
that. They do say that timing is everything. Former Cat, a former Lion. And he's now, most people, when they get towards the end of their career, decide to move into, you know, warmer climates, nicer weather.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because
you want to be comfortable.
You want to be comfortable. Yep. You want to enjoy your footy retirement. Yep. Alan Christensen is moving south to play for the Lauderdale Bombers.
I thought you were going to say maybe you were returning to Lara when you said south. I didn't think you were going across Bass Strait.
Yeah, take Lara and go and go much more south. Alan, as we welcome you in and congratulate on your career, I hope you've packed a couple of North Face jumpers.
Yeah, absolutely, fellas. I've been preparing for it for a while, but yeah, growing up in Geelong, people tell me it's not that much different. It's just a touch colder, not as much rain. So I'll swap those two around any day.
I would say it's a fair bit colder, but we'll take you at your word. How did the move come about, Alan?
So I used to play with a bloke named Josh McGinnis. He didn't make his debut or anything for the Lions, but he was on the list for a couple of years. And we've stayed in contact just via our love of ice hockey pretty much. And he... at one stage during the year, he goes, "Oh, how you going?" and all that. I'm like, "Oh, look, to be honest, doesn't look that great." And he goes, "Oh, would you come down here and play?" I'm like, "Absolutely no chance. Like, why would I come down there?" But as the sort of season wore on and my mind was made up and pretty much the writing was on the wall for me regardless, He sort of kept pestering me. I was like, "All right, well, the job's got to be right for me to come. Like the footy side, yeah, look, it is what it is. I know I can go play footy anywhere I like, but it's more about the job and the opportunity outside of footy." And I was presented with a couple of really good opportunities that, that made my decision pretty much really easy to go down there.
Well, what are you going to be doing outside of footy?
So I'll be a couple of days a week teaching in schools, about Indigenous culture and all that. And then on a few other days, I'll be doing some work with a charity called Stay Chatty, which is just talks about mental health and all that sort of stuff. So it's something I'm really passionate about after all the things I've been through and dealing with in my career. I think it's something I can transition into really well.
Alan, there couldn't be a bigger juxtaposition, as Sam said, weather-wise, from Brisbane to Tassie, but there's probably a bigger one between Darwin and Tasmania. You're up north at the moment, spending a bit of time with the Tiwi Bombers. How are you finding the conditions up there at the moment?
Yeah, it's probably too hot up here. my first game. I seriously have not taken longer to recover from a game in my life, and there was a part of me that said, "Am I getting old? Am I getting on a bit?" Like, but the other part was me like, I've been running, but I hadn't been doing that much change of direction, and plus the heat. I think it was 37 my first game up there, and running out after half time, and you know, I could feel my quads cramping already. I was like, "Oh, this isn't good." But
it wasn't the four or five cans in the rooms afterwards singing the song, was it?
Oh no, absolutely no chance. I've got a lot of family up in Darwin, and I was meant to catch up with a few of them, and had a couple of beers, and I just said, "You know what? I cannot keep doing this." So yeah, packed it in pretty early. So it's good that I'm get to play over on the TV Islands for the next couple of weeks, which is something I think I'm going to cherish the rest of my career. I'm pretty excited about it.
It would be quite an experience, not only given your Indigenous background, Alan, but given the plethora of talent that has come out of the Tiwi Islands and far north Queensland over the years. Just being out there, do you see some of the young kids coming through and are always told so many of them just play in bare feet? And do you think, gee, there is a lot of prodigious talent that might get picked up into the AFL from this part of the world in the years to come?
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, so much talent there, and they absolutely love footy. And, you know, any player that's either had Tiwi heritage or Tiwi blood in their veins, you know, they absolutely, you know, cherish. And at the moment, you know, well, I just retired, obviously, but, you know, Sean Lemons is running around, and I know the kids love him, and you only have to look at, like, with Rioli's and, you know, the long bloodlines and all that. It's, you know, we're very lucky that we come from a place that just loves footy, and we got some good blood and running through us, and, you know, some of us have been able to take the next step and have good careers. But, you know, if anyone gets the opportunity to go up there and watch, you know, either now or when the Tiwi Islands League is running, it's one of the more interesting and beautiful spectacles you'll ever watch.
Alan, you're only 29. Was there part of you that kind of wanted to toy with the idea of looking for a third club, or did you just get to a point where you were done?
Yeah, I think the main point with me was that, you know, I didn't play a game this year, and I know we're only playing, you know, 16v16 and that sort of stuff, but I felt in my mind I was playing some really good footy, and when I wasn't playing, it really started to eat away at me mentally.
Yep.
And it really started to affect my mood. And, you know, it was off field. I just didn't feel like I was the best person I could be. So when it came to, you know, the pointy end of this year, and, you know, I kept saying to Fags, like, I'm ready. Like, if you need more experience in this team right now, I'm ready to go. And, you know, that's just the way it went. But I knew I wasn't going to be at the Lions, and I spoke to my manager, Tim Hazel, and we just said, look, it probably won't happen with the list cuts, and, you know, teams will probably hold on to a 23, 24-year-old a bit longer than bringing a, you know, a mature age, and I didn't really want to be waiting around 5 or 6 weeks to find out if I was going to get on another list. So, yeah, here we are, and sort of already moving on in my life, so it's I'm happy with the decision I made.
You've done a lot of work with charities and Deadly Choices over the years, gambling addiction awareness as well. Are you going to continue all that, Alan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the thing with moving down to Hobart, it's only, you know, a 50-minute flight to back to Melbourne, and that's where a lot of the charities and that are. So, you know, it's not out of the realms of possibility to fly in the morning and fly home that night. So, yeah, it's something that's really, you know, come to a head over the last 3 or 4 weeks, that there is a lot of, you know, especially around that gambling addiction awareness side, that there's a lot of people who want to work with me. So I'm going to continue to do that, and I'm pretty excited about what I can do in that space.
How long do you think you'll be in Lauderdale before I assume you return to the lovely Lara?
Yeah, so that won't entirely be up to me. So I've got my wife, and we've got a 7-8-year-old daughter. So,
oh, wow.
We'll head down there for a couple of years at least. We'll just see what happens. When we can't really say, you know, what the future's going to hold, and, you know, we might fall in love with the place and never leave. You never know. But yeah, we'll just see what happens. But, you know, it's more important about that they're happy, and, you know, she's been following me around for the last, you know, my whole career. So there comes a time where, you know, I've got to shut up and do what she says, I reckon.
Well, now I didn't realise you were managed by Tim Hazel. Now I know why you've gone south. He's a Tassie boy, and in fact makes it very clear to everyone that he's known as Mr. Tasmania when he goes south. So if he hasn't sorted you out with the best deals at the best restaurants, the best rate at the best house, I'll be very disappointed.
No, I've already heard about how much his head gets a bit bigger when he gets down to Tassie. So, he becomes a bit of a different person. I think he's a bit of a big fish in a small pond down there. But when he's back in Melbourne, you know, around all the big dog managers, he gets a bit scared. So he has to, you know, show his personality somewhere.
Oh, that's a great. I'm going to send him that audio. Alan, great to have you on. You've had a great career, mate. And at the age of 29, I reckon you're making an excellent decision to do what's best for you and your family. And you'll have fun down at Lauderdale. It's a great league down there, the Tassie State League. 2-year deal. It's a playing assistant coach. Thanks for coming on and good luck for the future.
Nah, appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Alan.
Alan Christensen there, former Cat, former Lion, now a Bomber, although a different type. The Lauderdale Bombers in the Tassie State League. And what an interesting perspective. There you go. It's just, she goes to show. Like, a very, very talented footballer and got to a point, you said before, timing is everything. Was playing, in his eyes, really good footy in really good form. Couldn't crack into a really good Brisbane Lions team. Like, Alex Witherden couldn't get in that team. And he just thought that he was done, you know. It wasn't right for him or his mood and his family. And
he was realistic about where he would go next year, having not played in 2020. I mean, it's hard enough finding another team, let alone
having not played.
Yeah, for an entire season. So, no, good on him. He was watching him at Geelong. He was fantastic in the first few years at Brisbane. As well, unfortunately, they just weren't in that premiership window initially. But still, to come away with a premiership in his first year, I think that's something you'll certainly always treasure, especially being a Geelong boy down there from Lara.
Next on Sports Day, a look at what the Saints and the Swans have got up to over the trade period and just what type of youngsters they might be targeting in next month's national draft. It's all on Sports Day.